The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull heads to Indonesia today to meet President Joko Widodo. This will be the first meeting between the leaders from both countries since the execution of Bali Nine drug traffickers Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran. Mr Turnbull's trip will see him visit five countries over the next 11 days. The Labor Party has approached former Sydney Swan star Adam Goodes to run for Parliament. The ABC has confirmed the Northern Territory Senator Nova Peris urged Goodes to consider a career in politics during a meeting earlier this year. The federal opposition looks set to back controversial counter-terror laws, stripping dual nationals of citizenship if convicted of a terrorism offence. Labor sources have told the ABC they have no significant issues with the bill, which will be debated in Parliament today. Australia's short film festival, Chopfest, has been cancelled because of financial problems. Founder and director John Paulson announced last night this year's festival will not go ahead. In a statement, he says it seems there's been a terrible and irresponsible mismanagement of funds. A group of seven men from New Zealand has been transferred to a maximum security prison in Perth after riots at the Christmas Island Detention Centre. The government says the men are extreme risk individuals who are alleged to have been involved in the disturbance. And Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall will continue their royal tour in Sydney today. The royal couple will visit a mounted police unit and food charity Oz Harvest before a public event in Martin Place in the city at lunchtime.